Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are in Berlin at the Berlinale 2015, and we are here with Yannick Splitsbergel, the director of Misfits. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
My first question is about the authenticity of your film. The film is outstandingly authentic, and I think it was not that easy to achieve this. How did you work to get this?
I worked with the characters for 2.5 years, going back and forth, Copenhagen, Tulsa. So so it's a matter of trust, and it's a matter of that the characters know why you want to do the film and why they're in the film, and I think that's basically it, you know. And then from my side, a deep interest in sharing reality. That's why I make documentaries.
How did you choose the kids, the characters to use in your film? Through which process?
I had a lineup of different characters through my research trip, and some of them had really good stories, but unfortunately I couldn't film them because their parents didn't know, for instance, that they went to the club. And you know, the youth center is for kids that are between 13 and 18 years old, so I would need the parents to sign. Other characters would have a very strong story, but it would outlive itself while I was away, so that would, you know. So in the end, I chose these three characters because I felt they were being very sincere with me. I felt that they were really good characters. They work on the big screen, and they all have different problems, but they were kind of the same problems, you know, where you can you know, Ben is sort of finding his family again. Larissa is leaving her family, and Dee is looking for a family. So I kind of like that.
It's kind of a link.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why did you decide to do this movie on this specific issue? What brought it to you?
I read an article in an American newspaper about this place, squeezed in between, you know, this tiny, tiny center squeezed in between two big churches, and I just got these visions of this weird place, and I had never been to Tulsa, so that as a filmmaker and that intrigued me. I'm gay myself, and so I could relate to, you know, to some of the problems, you know, being a when I was a kid, and, you know, growing up, and sort of, you know, why am I feeling this, and you know, am I strange or am I different, you know, and what I found in Tulsa when I went there was sort of a concentration of it all, you know. So I had the perfect setting of different problems and different obstacles that we all can relate to, but they were all there. They were all concentrated in one place.
One single place,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that made it easy for me.
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell us something about the process of writing for this film, Haman? How did you create the plot and the development of the narration?
That is something I did by doing. That was really learning by doing, or writing by doing. Mm-hmm. I would go to Tulsa, and I would be in contact with the kids when I wasn't in Tulsa. Like, what are you doing? What are your plans? What's happening? And then when I felt that there were enough stories for us to go and film, we would go and film, and obviously half of the stories they wouldn't be there. But then they would come up with other stories. So that's been sort of a working process, you know. And at one point, I felt quite sure that this is a film that we would, you know, we would create in the editing room. It's not a film that I could not sit down and write it.
Mm-hmm, okay, great.
But it was important to me that all characters had some kind of development through the film.
Yeah.
And so that's what I wrote, if I wrote anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the film is about this gay youth center in a small town called the Bible Belt of America, where there are like 2,000 churches or something like this. How did the community react, if it did, to your being there and depicting this specific the community, the city, let's call it, not the gay community, of course, not the city.
Well, the other community, I mean, they hardly knew I was there because they were very difficult to get in contact with, and that's, I mean, I decided early on that I would only film scenes that the kids would allow me to film. So I would not go, like, you know, to church and ask them, hey, can we come, can I bring some kids in, and can you, like, can we have a big conflict and stuff? If some of the kids would go to church, I would go with them, but there was absolutely no go for us. We were not allowed to film. Most of the kids are not allowed inside the churches anyways because they're gay. So we focused on the inner conflicts regarding this matter, and not so much of, and this is the thing, I had absolutely no idea what was going to happen when I went to Tulsa, you know. I mean, I had all kinds of sceneries in my head, obviously.
Potential.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, but again, if you're a 15-year-old kid and you have a safe place to go, why would you go and look for queer bashes, you know? So it makes perfectly sense.
Actually, it is. The film, on this, let's say on the side, it deals also with the issue of runaway kids, because some of them are runaways. And the issue of runaway gay kids is a kind of a common theme in the last like 10 years in US through many, many documentaries that we saw. How do you think that in this specific situation, is it even more linked with the religious, of that city, or is it two aspects that they do not touch each other?
I think religion has a lot of to do with it. I met many kids when I was in Tulsa, and some of them are not in the film because they are simply, they were too old, you know, they were like 20 or 22 or something. But I mean, you know, the stories they would tell me, and I was like, oh, you know, how could you not leave home? How could you not run away? You know, I mean, unfortunately, yes, I think religion has a lot to do with it. And the sad thing is that the kids, the only thing they can do is actually run away. And some of the kids, they will actually come to the club and they have absolutely no place to go. And so Tim, one of the volunteers, you know, the guy running the center, one of the guys running the center, he would actually give them shelter. You know, some of the kids lived with him for like 1, 2, 3 years, and the parents never ever looked for them. It was like,
they get rid of a problem.
Yeah, exactly, which is really sad, you know, if you think about it.
It's really
yeah. But at the same time, in Oklahoma is one of the states where you, as a parent, you have the right to put your son or daughter into an institution, a highly religious institution, where they kind of bash out.
Where they bash out the
sexuality through religion and prayers, you know, and yeah.
Yeah. So no wonder that they were not looking for the wrong kids at that point. It was a relief.
It's a relief, exactly. Yeah.
It was a relief.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Yannick, for your time.
Thank you.
It was Angela Cherubi for Fred Film Radio from Berlinale 2015.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.